It is Talk to the Expert time, and why it continued just to keep doing what it wanted to do, I have no idea. But it did. But in the meantime, here we are. I can see looking at this that the log itself is not done properly, so there's a little issue there. The one thing that said stop is not there.
Seems so, like an important feature.
It was a feature. It's kind of like when you say, don't throw that in the recycling bin. There are those kinds of things. You know how it goes.
Anyway,
John Rosa, Boone County Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator, Boone County. It is Talk to the Expert time.
And good morning.
How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
I am,
It's Happy New Year.
It's a new year.
Woo-hoo.
We have, the resolution is to, I resolve to recycle more responsibly.
And do it right. Yes, responsibly and correctly.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I didn't even look to see. Did we do like any trees or anything this year? Not really. There wasn't really an organized effort like we'd done previously.
Yeah, the tree cycling. Yeah. I know there was a couple that came into the landfill. Maybe there's some trickling around the other communities and such, but and maybe they're still to come. Maybe after the new year, we'll see, I guess. But if you're talking about the tree cycling, your live Christmas tree that you had, looking for a place to get rid of it, you could always just make it habitat in your backyard, of course, for a while if you wanted to do something like that. But if you want it gone, we will take that free of charge, kind of like our free yard waste days. Mm-hmm. So our free tree cycling program has to be clean. So no more tinsel, no ornaments. You know, I understand if you miss one. I usually miss one. Oh, look at there. Hey, there's still another one in there.
Getting tinsel out of there is not an easy thing.
But get it all cleaned off, and then you can drop that off at the yard waste area at the landfill at no charge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's – thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I did. They're small, and they grind up pretty easy, too.
Yeah, so. They do, and it smells really good then after
it does,
that.
We have all that pine. We used to have a big concerted effort, and they would mulch them all up and use it and stuff like that. And so I didn't know if we were still doing that.
It's still available, yeah. I don't know if the
it seems like organized as we were.
Yeah, quantities are lower and such. But, you know, that's just what I see at the landfill anyway. I don't see what others, Don Williams and Ogden and Mattered. Mm-hmm. I think, don't they all collect, I believe?
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
Well, it's, you know, we used to have a lot more communication over it.
Yeah.
Just say that. In the meantime, you know, that's just one thing. But I know that this is the time, you know, people will start taking down lights and things like that. And I know you talked about it before Christmas about what's recyclable and what's not. And again, one of the big challenges, people want to recycle, they just don't always recycle the right stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And cleaning up some of those things.
They mean well.
They do mean well, yeah. And during, you know, the pre-Christmas show is what you're choosing for wrapping paper, and then should you recycle that? And you know, still saw some getting thrown in, and maybe it was okay, maybe not. You know, there's a lot of question marks with that. There's a lot of wrapping paper out there, and that really sparkly stuff kind of ruins it for everybody, frankly. It's fun and festive and wonderful to look at, I guess, but it's just not recyclable then. So that kind of makes the whole message kind of go south, if you will, to say, all wrapping paper should just be thrown away. So choose something else instead, wrap it in something else, newspaper.
Use a bag.
Reusable bag is a good opportunity to wrap it. It's easy to use that instead. So make your choices ahead of time. Know what you can and cannot recycle with that. Now if you're experiencing those strings of lights that just, you know.
Tired of this one.
Yeah.
And half of it doesn't work.
Yeah. It's time for it to go. And, you know, can you recycle that? No, not through our recycling stream. Maybe there's enough wire in there that a scrap person might take it, but really probably not. And there's just not much in there. If you have LED lights, you know, that's something that we'd have to remove every single bulb, but that's starting to become another issue potentially is the LED lights. Hopefully they're not burning out yet. They're supposed to last a long time, but if they do, we'd like to get those recycled. But those strings of lights are just, Yeah, unfortunately, one of the things you have to say that, well, if you can repurpose them for some other reason, go for it. But otherwise, it's probably just going to be garbage.
Yeah. And again, like I said, people mean well.
Yep.
But it just, yeah, sometimes you have to just say no.
Yep.
It's just not the right thing to do.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough for me, too.
And it's different. And it's different in different parts of the state.
Yeah.
I mean, not just, I mean, you know, here,
county to county, city to city, it could be different.
Yep.
For sure. Of what the regulations are and what is accepted and not accepted and the messages. And we've always promoted it to educate yourself. It depends where you're at and ask those questions. And, you know, if you aren't sure, when in doubt, throw it out kind of mentality. You know, don't ruin it. The basics are, you know, pretty solid. The basics of recycling of cardboard and actual paper and newspaper, that type of stuff has been recyclable for a long time. It still is. Glass, sometimes that's one of those question marks, community to community, and where and how, and boy, it really starts messing things up. Such a good material, 100% recyclable. If there's a program in place for it. So becomes the issues. Yep.
So can we start our own programs?
You start your own?
Well, no. I mean, yeah. Could we just have a glass place at the landfill? No. Well, that's the thing, too. It's like we know with the grocery bags. There is a market for that, a niche for that.
Yeah.
So we're not part of that at the landfill. We're not part of that. You work with your grocery store.
Right. Take them back to the stores. And where do they go after that?
They go to Eldora, I think.
Iowa Falls has Plastic Recyclers of Iowa, I believe, is the company. But basically, they're turning it back into park benches and really heavy-duty stuff. We bought some material, 2x4s, 2x8s, and such to use on a recycling trailer, which is now over in Ogden, to help with their recycling efforts. They make a lot of different materials with that. It's 100%, you know, it's going to last a long time. And so then they would be, it's interesting because I don't like the bags, and I would push to get rid of those, but that's a whole nother story. Yeah. But that's a company that would say, we need to use more bags so that we can recycle more and then put them back into production and reuse them in another capacity. I don't know how
cost effective it is. It seems to be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they probably still wouldn't be in business.
But, seemed to be growing. I visited their place one time and asked for a tour, and it was really quite fascinating. They were actually running two different shifts, so enough to keep a couple shifts going. That's pretty solid. So again,
those bags don't work at the landfill.
That's right. They don't work at the landfill. They are really bad when they come into the landfill and then they blow out of there.
And if you would have been around back in the blizzard time there, well, thank goodness we had a blizzard because you couldn't see them blowing by.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. Now they're covered up for a little while.
Oh, man. But, that must have been a challenge out there.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a moment. Let's get back to recycling.
Yes.
So, again, the things that we're looking... Now, the one thing we do know, and I know it's come up a couple of times visiting with you, but the bottles, cans, the deposit, mm-hmm. and so that went into effect now, 1st of January.
Yep.
So we'll see how things go, if it improves or if you still continue to get that material thrown in there.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know if there'll be a huge change right away. Maybe it'll gradually maybe have some impacts and stuff, but I don't know. I don't know how that will, if it doesn't really hurt the consumer on the bottom line, what are they going to do with that?
Yeah.
That's, I think, is something that's going to be impactful, I guess.
So do you guys get a bunch coming through?
Sometimes we pick them out if there's quantities, and we will return them and get them back into that stream, because that's really what happens to it anyway. Is it's its own niche, if you will. Like you talked about the plastic bags, the bags go into one certain stream, and then it's all by itself. Same thing with those bottles and cans; those go back to the
distributors.
The distributors. And so they're getting them back into that specific stream. So it's the same idea with in that stream activity, I guess. So, yeah, if we get a big quantity of them, we'll do the right thing. And it actually helps us. We'll return them. And then it keeps them out of our recycling stream. Now, that was a concern when they talked about getting rid of the bottle bill back. You know, it's been a lot of years now it's been talked about. And thankfully it hasn't happened, although I still think there's a need for more changes, but maybe that's another Who knows?
It's just more legislative stuff they can work on.
But they talked about getting rid of that, and then what would happen then? Well, then the assumption would be that all that material would go into the recycling stream, into the single stream, and then have to be sorted. But the impact that that would have on the facilities that are already set up to take what they're supposed to be taking as is, that additional stream of aluminum and plastic bottles and cans coming in would be very disruptive to that process. Mm-hmm. It was the message that the bigger places that we work with, like Mid-America and Shoepan down in Des Moines, where our material goes, that was their message, was we probably won't be able to handle that if that really does happen.
Sure,
so, you know, quite a concern when you're saying it's that niche to take that out, and then suddenly you're not taking it out and you're inundating it into the recycling stream would be a negative impact. So,
and I know some states don't have the deposit, but you can recycle aluminum because you have companies that will pay for that by weight, by pound. They'll give you money for that. So, and again, it depends where you're at and what's going to happen.
What's available, and
got all kinds of things. All right, so let's talk a little bit about because you did have a challenging time out there. You had to close a couple of days, and Mother Nature, there was the holiday, but then Mother Nature was not your friend for a while.
Yeah.
Equipment, everything run okay?
I mean,
40 below wind chill.
And you don't need a lot of equipment because, I mean, thankfully people just stopped bringing stuff in too because it was a challenge. And can it wait, you know, and should it wait? And yes, and that was the, I guess, in my mind, my opinion on the idea of safety of our staff and employees getting into work to be able to operate, to have someone in the office to scale and operators down below to handle the garbage as it comes in, getting them to work safely so that they can do their work to do this, is it really necessary? Can garbage just hold off a little bit? And we've always had that, try to avoid being closed for 3 consecutive days is a goal. I guess it's not really mandated, I guess, but it's one of them things that's the landfill is always
just operationally.
For.
It's one of those things. Yeah.
And you know, on our end, but also, you know, garbage does accumulate and how that impacts everybody else. If we're shut down for, you know, 3 solid days, then let's try to avoid that. So, and we did during that time. Fortunately, we were already scheduled to be open on Christmas Eve, on the 24th, that Saturday morning, one of our Saturdays for the winter time. So that helped. We shut down. We started late on Thursday, and then we were closed on that Friday for the big event, it seemed like, which that was a wicked one.
That was. Mama. Well, did you drive big, heavy equipment over any drifts?
I didn't. But
okay. Well, I was wondering because those were hard. Oh, yeah. They were hard. And I, of course, you guys crush stuff out there, didn't know if you went over them or had to plow your way through them.
I would hope we could crush those. You
crush
know,
yeah. Those, but man, it was a brutal day. That was brutal.
Yeah, that was rough. And then we were open back up on Saturday and then closed on Sunday, of course. And then our county holiday recognized day off was the 26th. So, and then back open early on Tuesday. So,
You had trucks lined up too, because I know there were some of the garbage trucks went around and did their regular Monday pickup. So they were full and ready to go in the morning.
Yeah. And some of them, you know, a lot of the companies chose to not run their routes. They shut down Thursday and on Friday. And I don't know what they did on Saturdays and stuff, but you see a lot of closures being posted on Facebook and what other landfills are doing. So, you know, we tried to make our best choice on what is in our best interest.
Safety first.
Yep.
It's always safety first.
Yep, exactly. And you saw what other landfills are doing too. And, you know, like, okay, it's not really outlandish to consider closing on this date because everybody else, it seemed like, was closing on those days. And I mean, and I know we, like I was saying about the 3-day closure, other landfills, I know they were closed for 3.5 to 4 solid days there. When you just kind of, you know, seeing what they're doing, be like, wow, they're closed for noon on Thursday and all day Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and some went even on Monday too. So it was like, wow, that's quite a stretch. So at least we were able to be open, functioning as much as we could to provide that service, that essential service to our community, and then back at it again.
Well, and it is that time of the year. I'm pretty sure we're going to get more kind of those.
Yeah, probably a safe bet. Hopefully it's not like that.
Yeah. No, I really, I'm good. And ice, I just could do without, period. So unless it's on a lake and fishing, but that's a whole nother thing. Yeah. So we'll worry about that later. Let's talk a little bit about New Year, so resolutions. You have recycling resolutions you would recommend to people?
Well, yeah, always. It's something I've always tried to talk about.
We always say, you know, people mean well, but let's do it right.
Yeah. And if you always talked about doing it or, you know, should I? Well, do it. Give it a shot. And it kind of depends what you're doing. You know, I've always encouraged people, don't come into this. If you've never done anything, to say you're going to do it all and then try to take it all in at once, it'll be daunting and you'll probably... It's that realistic one. You want to set a realistic goal. So what's a realistic goal for you for recycling? If you've done nothing, don't try to do it all at once. But start with cardboard. Start with paper. Something that's easy. One item and recycle it. And do it well and get a routine down with it and have a system and where it goes.
He says cardboard because they have a market for that.
That's right.
And that's one of the easy things to be handling and moving through.
That's right. And especially this time of year, there's a lot of that cardboard stuff. left over from the past holiday. So getting rid of a lot of that, if you're doing a clean out, you know, the resolution to update files or clean out that room that's been sitting there that needs to be, you know, taken care of. Can you recycle those materials? And maybe that gets to be a big question marks of different stuff. So call us up. You know, you can always give it give us a call to landfill at 433-0591. We'll help you out. But I'd encourage you to take smaller steps if you're just starting out, especially. Sure. But you know, if you're one of them that's really you've nailed it, and I've been doing it for 20 years. Well, check in to make sure that you're doing it correctly, because there have been changes over the years, and nothing really alarming in the past several years, 5 years or so. But when we went to single stream, it was that mentality: you don't have to sort anymore; you can put all the recyclable materials that meet the standard of accepted recyclable materials at our facility, put them all in one container. Then you can drop them off and it's all well and good. If you've mastered that and you know, what else? What else can you do? Now what? Maybe you can get into metal and then, you know, figure out what to do with some scrap metal. If you have enough, maybe you don't. Yeah. But another one would be composting. And maybe not the prime time to start composting right now. Nope. You know, that might be tough.
Now
be
you
tough.
Can study but, it, though.
Yeah.
And figure out what you're going to do in the spring.
And make a plan, figure out what kind of composting system you want to make. If it's just an open air, if it's a container, if it's a tumbler, a spinny one, maybe it's just a kitty litter bucket. That's what we use at home, is to collect that in our kitchen, and then we're unloading it outside. Mm-hmm. But then in the spring, you can kick that off and implement it with maybe your garden area if you've been doing that, and where you could work your compost into the gardening process. So a good time to make preparations for that if you're going to experiment with composting. And I would encourage that all times, because it's high success rate.
I'm going to say probably the easiest things, really, cardboard as a rule, especially corrugated, brown corrugated.
Yep.
Got to be the prime one. And white paper, office paper, things like that.
Yep. Those are the basics.
I didn't say newspaper. I noticed I didn't say that. I don't know how that goes with you, but
it does.
It's okay.
Yep.
But paper, that's really, those are the big things primarily.
Yep. Or junk mail or, you know, letters and little plastic windows, honestly, don't matter a whole lot. But, you know, if you
want to tear them off.
Sure, it all helps. Yeah. Every bit does. But yes, the corrugated cardboard, and you could even go into just boxes like food boxes, cereal boxes, as long as you remove the little plastic liner. If you have a box of cereal and that's empty, get rid of the little plastic liner, put that cardboard
and
box.
Dump the cereal out, too.
That's right. No food in there. Yeah. but even that, you know, thin stuff, the cardboard, that works. It's cardboard. And doesn't matter about the shiny outside cover, and that's okay. So. Okay.
I mean, these are some of the, and then you get the waxy stuff, throw.
Yep. And again, go back to that, when in doubt, throw it out. If you're standing there, I don't know, does it have this, but maybe it has this. It's okay, throw it out. You're going to risk contamination, all the recycling, by throwing that in there, so don't risk it.
Easy thing to remember, plastic, if it's got a screw cap, recycle.
Spin it in. Yep. Twist top lid. Yep.
Yeah, that's an easy one to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aluminum cans, you know, the food cans, rinsed out, clean. Mm-hmm. When I open an aluminum can, I open 99% of it, leave that little bit of tab, it pops open, and then empty out, shove the lid back inside so it's not loose flying around and makes a safety hazard, if you will. Shove it back inside, bend the can down, and then it's a little bit more safe to handle that way.
Well, so, we'll do that. No, there's, I think back to many years ago when I would talk to people, I think it back to my mother when she was growing up.
Yeah.
And during the 40s, that you did it. You recycled those things because that's what she did because that's what she learned growing up.
Yep. They didn't have much.
No. And at that time, with the war that was going on and everything else, they recycled everything.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
So. Yep. I grew up watching my parents, the butter containers.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't a Tupperware container. I don't know if my parents had Tupperware containers at all in their house, but they had containers, and it was old butter and the old margarine containers. All those things had, those were up in the cupboard, and that's what was reused over and over.
They're still around. A lot of people still use them.
So. That's right.
That's it.
Well
and
done.
Again, but
good job.
Yeah, you can use them until you wear them out.
That's right.
And then throw them out.
Yep.
And again, not necessarily recyclable.
That's right.
What do we got here? Quickly, I was going to ask a couple of other things for you, but I forgot what they all were. No.
What happens?
Out at the landfill, things like that. So going forward, we've got a few holiday things that are coming up, but otherwise, it's going to be pretty much a regular routine work going on.
Yeah, really our only holiday, our next one would be Memorial weekend.
Oh, so that's a ways out.
We have a stretch where there's no holiday closures. The only thing to consider right now is still our Saturdays for January and February. We're only open two Saturdays a month, I believe it is now. Yeah, that's what we're on.
We've got some changes going. I noticed that I go to the new and improved Boone County website. Because it says right there on the calendar if the landfill is going to be open this week or not. It says, boom, right in the front. So you can find it really.
Well, it's one of the most common questions. Hey, are you going to be open? Well, we try to detail it. I put out the next full calendar year of what we're scheduled for. And again, weather closures, safety things, whatever it might be. We're trying to stay open as much as we can and what's reasonable. And, those Saturdays are just pretty darn slow and in the wintertime.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And can be extra hard on equipment too.
Yeah.
Last year, major improvement. You opened up a big cell.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit lifespan because I know those are things that you have to take a look at in the business.
Yeah.
And no, it's not going to be in a month. It's not going to be in a year, but probably sooner than people would like to think. I mean, you've got some space issues.
We do. Yeah. It's, it's a finite thing. It's when that cell gets full and it stays that way. And people often think, well, eventually it'll break down in the landfill. And really it doesn't. I mean, not significantly at all. I've told people that when they were digging or excavating the current cell that we finished constructing, one area that they dug up a newspaper. You could still read the date on that newspaper from the 70s. So it was still intact. When a newspaper is not breaking down after being in the landfill for 40, 50 years, I would wonder if anything ever breaks down. If you're throwing away plastic material, styrofoam, aluminum, anything else that goes in there, is it ever breaking down? And some information says, well, it needs oxygen. If you recirculate your leachate and work it back through there, it does get some oxygen, some aerobic digestion type process going on, then it will. Maybe.
Yeah. What's that going to cost us?
Yeah. And how much does it really break down?
Yeah.
When a lot of dirt's put back into that hole too, and to cover it. And what are you gaining? And
probably not in my lifetime.
No. I don't think you're going to see a significant drop in the compaction on in our landfill. So, yeah, once it's there and once we cover it up and it's staying there, it's not shrinking a whole lot. Mm-hmm. So we will run out of space. Everybody will in time. What we're looking at is how much what do we have for life left?
Yeah.
And it's a big question. There's a lot of things that go into it. Sure. Of course, how much garbage comes in, but how much compaction? What kind of garbage, you know, is it stuff that doesn't compact well or stuff that really compacts well? You know, hot tubs probably don't compact all the best, mm-hmm. but, you know, what else do you do with them? If it's broken and if it's not useful yeah. anymore, what else do you do with it? It gets thrown away.
Yep.
So,
let me do that.
What goes into it? How big of a machine are you running over it? Are you running over it the appropriate number of times? So we have a bigger compactor, and we have a GPS to know how many times we've crushed this garbage and what kind of compaction levels we're getting to so that we meet a certain standard of compaction levels. Yeah. How much dirt are we using? By DNR regulations, we have to cover our garbage at the end of each day. Whether that's 6 inches of soil or is it a spray material that we can apply. So we'll try to use the spray material when we can, of course.
Yeah.
And it's a lot thinner layer. It's, you know, an inch thick or whatever it might be, a thin paper mache layer to hold the garbage in versus using up 6 inches of space for dirt cover. So those operations and those how we're doing that, are we doing it better, are we meeting compaction levels that we need to be to prolong the life of our landfill, of our $1.6 million hole that we designed to accept garbage.
One of the upsides is, again, diversion, and again, recycling is part of that diversion effort. So
that's
if
right.
you can do it, and it is recyclable, and we know not everything, again, people mean well, but
yeah.
Sometimes it's you just have to throw it.
Yeah. Sometimes you do. And, you know, going back to composting, I think there's a lot of information coming down from EPA, DNR, and let's look at that food waste stuff a little more. Is there something else we can do?
There's a sizable amount of food waste.
There is. There sure is. And when there's truckloads that come in, it's hard to watch that, frankly. Semi-accidents and part of the stuff is damaged, all of it gets thrown away. So we get big amounts of food. But I'm talking about the stuff that's, you know, in your homes. If you take every resident and if they're doing some type of backyard composting or if they would do the right thing with their material, then I think we ought to look at that and see what else we can do. And can we help promote that? Can we support that in some way? So, because it helps us slow down that filling of our hole out there.
Well, we got middle of the winter, so not a lot of extra things going on for you, but we do know that I saw they came by and picked up our office paper, so we know that's still going on.
Yep.
Weather permitting. Throw on there.
When we can.
But that's one of the other things, too. And we are into that America Recycles time. We've talked about that, too, before. You've explained to people in the past when you were giving out recognition. You know, we want you to do the office paper, and you've got a lot of places that do that.
Yeah, we sure do. And, you know, we really had a big push with during the last couple of years to be like, help us out. You know, we do a lot. We, you know, our guys go out and do a lot of work. We spend a lot of time, fuel, energy, labor, all that stuff to pick up your recycling stuff. So ask for your help. You know, make it as easy as possible for us to do it. I noticed your bag sitting right outside the door. Had someone set it out there for us, which is certainly appreciated. It's right there, saves a few steps. We can get it, throw it in, and get on our way, swap you out, give you a fresh bag. And
door
and,
opened and up, bag came flying in. Boom.
See you later.
Away they went.
Yep.
And if we get cardboard, we pass that along too.
So and you can break it down, shove it in there, or if it's a bigger box, utilize that and put your recyclables right in there too is another option. So if you're interested in doing that on the business side, just give us a call. We'll talk about when and where and how and some logistics behind it and get it figured out to how we can best help you, but and also how you can help us.
Like we said, those to me are the easy ones that anybody can do, especially if they're going to have a recycling resolution.
That's
start,
right.
Start easy. Cardboard's a great way to start.
It is. Yep.
John Rosa, the legendary John Rosa, has been on our program today. Now I got to go back and figure out where things are here and see if we can get this thing started again.
Good luck.
Kickstart this and see what goes on. Thanks so much for joining us.
Happy New Year.